Some 25 years ago, he founded a nonprofit on the First Coast dedicated to the goal of eradicating poverty by empowering women, children, and families with the tools they need to thrive. Fresh Ministries is often described as a beacon of hope on the city's challenged East Side. Founder and CEO Dr. Robert Lee joins us now with more about what he calls the East Side story and some positive news to share. Dr. Lee, thanks for being with us.
Well, Melissa, thanks so much for having me on and letting me represent what's going on in Jacksonville and at least in part of the not-for-profit side and certainly in the East Jacksonville side. It's a pleasure to be here.
It's exciting to host you. It's hard to believe Fresh Ministries is now 25 years old. It's such a mainstay in the community.
I don't know where the time goes, honestly, but, you know, it's been an interesting ride. Jacksonville is an up-and-coming city. It has so much potential, and each step of the way has been interesting and I think positive. I saw that Shad Khan had made some comments recently with regard to where the city's going and what it can be, and I agree completely with what he's saying. Certainly there are some issues that we need to address, and that's what we're about, addressing those issues.
Right. In terms of education, employment, job training, mm-hmm. Fresh Ministries and your Enterprise Center, you do a lot of work in the community. You just held a financial literacy workshop for young people. But there are so many tentacles to what you do. Can you educate our listeners about the work you're doing? It's actually a stone's throw away from where we sit here at WJCT.
Well, you know, what we found out really in the last 25 years is that to create sustainable change in a community, any community, it doesn't matter where it is, there are a number of, let's call them levers, that need to be pushed down. And that they have to do with issues, challenges surrounding education, economic development, housing, health initiatives, strengthening families, safety. And so what we try and do is address all of those. And if somebody else is already doing it, we bring them in partnership. Partnerships are critical to all of this. So, for example, with housing, Habajax is one of the preeminent housing, building, replacing housing organizations in this country. Operation New Hope, which we launched many years ago, that's doing a great job under the leadership of
Kevin Gay.
Kevin Gay.
Yeah, helping people leaving prison find jobs.
Right. Probably the number one prisoner reentry program in the country now, arguably. But, you know, all of these levers really do need to be pushed down at the same time for sustainable change. I think at the core is education. You know, all of us who have any success realize that success because we're educated. We've had a way out. But surrounding that education, when you're bringing up a group of children to have an equal chance to live healthy, happy, productive lives, they need to have a good home in which to live. They need to have health initiatives. Their families need to have jobs, et cetera. So we've tried to address all those things, including training people in strengthening families and creating a safety net. So, you know, one of the partners I really should mention right off the bat is Sheriff John Rutherford. The Sheriff's Department's been terrific. Some years back in East Jacksonville, we received federal funding from Weed and Seed. And what they did was went through East Jacksonville and did the weeding, taking care of some of the crime that was there, and we did the seeding. And it's that partnership has been immensely successful, and we're very grateful to the sheriff and the sheriff's department for all that they do.
And your Eastside Resource Center is such an incredible facility for the city's east side. Education is at the key to it all. But just looking ahead at the calendar, as the kids get out of school for the summer, mm-hmm. you have some serious work that you're going to be undertaking. What's on tap for you this summer?
Well, there's in East Jacksonville, and again, that's a critical area for us, and I think for the city, because it is just north of the Entertainment District, contiguous to the Entertainment District, and just to the west of the port. And we think of that entire area as a mixed-income, mixed-use neighborhood that can be developed. So one of the things we're doing is focusing on children. We have a program called Fresh Futures, and What the kids are going to be doing are getting ready for summer jobs. We have them in summer job programs. And incidentally, we're looking for businesses who want to hire some of these wonderful kids. We pay half of their wages. So anybody who wants to step up and do something wonderful for a young person.
This summer.
This summer.
We're getting tweets about that. People asking, how can local companies help and support Fresh Ministries? Well, there's your answer right there, Twitter friends. You can help kids find a summer job. We will have all the information about that. I'll write this up myself on our website later today for Fresh Ministries. Thanks for sharing the good word with our listeners this morning. Keep us posted. And here's to another great 25 years.
Thanks, Melissa. And thanks for having us. It's been a pleasure being here.